Hi, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live. Today I'm visiting with Gabe Lau. And Gabe, you are the Chief Business Development Officer. Actually, you're a co-owner, right, of Orange Door, Inc. Is that correct?
That is correct. I am the Chief Business Development Officer here, and my job is basically to take care of the customer experience here and make sure that all of our customers are doing well and also find great new technologies that we can integrate into our software.
Super. Well, you're when you say here, you're out in Berkeley, right, or somewhere near there, right?
San Bruno, California, actually, right next to SFO.
Okay. Okay. Yep. I was just out there a week or so ago. Now, everybody out there is a Berkeley grad, and I suppose you are.
I am a Berkeley grad. That is true.
Okay. Well, good for you.
There are some Stanford people here.
Yeah.
But
great,
mostly Berkeley kids.
Great school, and certainly turned out a lot of interesting things. So we're here to talk about Orange Door, and this is a product that I've been kind of excited about for the last few years, and you know, you've been coming on kind of quiet. A lot of people don't know about you. So you've told me a little bit about your background and your current job. Talk to me just a little bit about Orange Door. I mean, obviously the big thing is that this is a completely web-based tax compliance system, correct?
That is correct. And yes, we have been flying a little bit under the radar just because we are a small company. It's been about 4 years that we've been going through this so far now. And we were founded with the basic intention of bringing great technology that we saw in our everyday lives and are beginning to see now more and more in our everyday lives, bring that into the tax compliance world. Because we felt that our users could benefit from it greatly.
Sure. So to make sure that everybody's very clear about this, when we say web-based, we're not talking about some land-based software that's running on a Citrix server somewhere. We're talking about stuff built from the ground up to take advantage of all of the things that the internet allows you to do. Isn't that right?
That's correct, Greg. Basically, what we did was we started from the ground up with a new technology that runs off of our servers so that there's no installation, there's no updates or anything that you have to do on your end as a user. It's not built off of a Citrix server, so everything's native to the web, meaning that you can integrate a bunch of different things more naturally, more easily than you can in the past.
Okay, so you've now we're going to talk a little bit about metrics. I'm going to ask you approximately how many firms and accountants and returns and some things, and I don't mean to nail you down to really specific, but just to give me kind of an idea. And I know you've been, when you say flying under the radar, you've actually been purposely trying to stay very, very small, very controlled, because you didn't want to grow too fast and, you know, tip over the boat, so to speak. So how has it been going?
Right. Exactly right, Greg. Things have been going well. We are actually coming up to just under 1,000 users right now, and we've been able to do that with, you know, very little marketing and trying to control the process, definitely, because that allows us to get feedback from our users and really hone the product to a point where the processes are much more rapid, they're faster, people are really happy with what they can use. And so right now, you know, we're getting to the point where we want to expand and begin to push it out to a greater number of users.
Okay, so normally I would ask someone at this point, I would say, well, so when did you ship your first CDs? Or when did you release the software? And I guess I can't ask you, when did you release the software? When did you put the first iteration of Orange Door up for 2007 returns?
Let's see. Well, for 2007, we had... The real reason why I'm sighing is because we have we're always up. But for 2007, the first, I believe, version that had like the initial forms was released in probably mid-January. We had a more finalized version that our users were able to file with about mid-February or so.
Okay. So exclusive of the fact, I'm sure that many people come to you simply because of the fact that you are web-based, and that's there's a huge benefit to that for a person who basically sees that as a benefit. So exclusive of the fact that you are web-based, what other kinds of things draw or have drawn those 1,000 users to you? What kind of firm comes to you?
Right now, I think the thing that draws users to us is our basic mentality, our outlook in terms of customer service, because we really do care about our users. So the customers, in terms of being able to meet their needs, change the software to what they need, and this is part of the reason why we're still running sort of under the radar, is because that allows us to cater to them a lot more and to really interface and interact with them to see what kinds of things that they need, what kinds of things that they're looking for, and how we can make our software better.
Sure. Now, you talk about really caring about your customers, and I know that you really do. Actually, your partner has quite a history in public accounting, kind of in her DNA, so to speak.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time actually in your customers' offices talking to them and trying to understand exactly what kinds of things you can do to make it better. Tell me about that process.
So what we've done in the past, we don't do it as much anymore, but we've gone to a number of local CPAs in the area and gone through, looked through the process, said, okay, what can we do that's better? How can we design a tool that works better for you? My partner, Shar, our CEO, her father has 30 years of experience here, actually 35 now, I think, years of experience as a CPA. She
that makes him almost as old as me.
Oh, I don't know. I guess you guys could. Yeah, I'm not sure. You look young still, so.
Good answer.
But with that number of years in service, and he's been a tremendous help for us. And Shar has grown up in his office, basically.
Right.
Her mother is also an accountant as well. So there is a lot of DNA there for accounting. And so she really understands the process. I've, sort of in the last few years began to understand it a lot more and to see, how we can make things better, how we can make them more efficient, how we can apply other technologies and tools to really make the process run more smoothly.
So I hate to bring up that dreaded Web 2.0 phraseology, but it is something that's kind of important, and especially to the business model that you have. I know you go and visit with a lot of different people, offering a lot of different ancillary services to that might be valuable for an accountant. What kinds of other vendors have you partnered with, or is there anybody that you can talk to me about at this point?
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say that Web 2.0 isn't dreaded at all. I mean, I think Web 2.0 is one of the greatest things that's happening right now.
Well, Gabe, I absolutely agree. I say it's dreaded because it's so overused, and people don't people use it for things that I don't think is particularly accurate.
That's
you're,
true.
You're
that's
not going to do that, but I know other people do.
That's true. There are a lot of quote-unquote Web 2.0 companies that don't necessarily have a complex application like what we have. But as far as our other partners. We do work with Refund Advantage as one of our big company, one of our bigger partners for the bank products. They're entirely web-based, so that makes together with our package, that makes it for that allows our users to be pretty much mobile, to work pretty much wherever. They can print checks from their home, from their office. They can work from their home and office. It just frees them up from being tied to one particular computer. We were also working with another company to provide collaboration through Excel spreadsheets, so that if you're working in a team, then you can share Excel spreadsheets with each other in a secure fashion, and then we also do a data upload from that as well.
Okay. So, Gabe, tell me, what is the thing that you think is your – what's your favorite feature within the Orange Store product? What do you personally like most?
It's kind of a tough one, but I think – generally, the greatest feature is obviously being web-based. It does really allow for a user to be anywhere, practically, and to be productive. Other than that, I think just being web-based in general is a huge step, bringing the whole technology of tax accounting to the web and freeing up users from one particular computer, or making it so that they can collaborate with each other without having to set up a separate server. They can share returns. They can chat with each other. You know, there's just a whole host of things that make being on the web so much more productive and I guess more efficient.
Okay. So what kinds of questions do you end up with? I mean, you're a small team, and you've got you. My guess is that there are times when you personally take support calls, and everybody does.
Yeah.
What kinds of questions What are some common questions that your users end up asking you? What causes them to call you?
Some of the most common questions, I deal mostly in pre-sales and also some customer service. So in the pre-sales questions, what I get a lot of is, how do I download the software? And then also things like, how do I save software? Or save the data that I've entered. So what I get is a lot of questions about things that we've fundamentally changed.
Right, there's just concept that you really have to walk people through and help them understand what the concept
is. Yeah,
exactly.
The idea that, you know, you don't have to download anything whatsoever. And every time you log in, we're using the most up-to-date software. There's no updating that you need to worry about. And then we automatically save everything as you're entering data. So these are things that I think a lot of our accountants aren't necessarily used to, because they've been working mostly with legacy systems, which are also very good, but it's slightly different. So those are the most common questions that I've seen so far.
Okay. So your best kind of user, talk to me about the kind of person that turns out to be your best user, your evangelist, the person that really uses your software to its full advantage and is excited about it. What kind of a person is that?
I would say the kind of person, our best users are the ones who are calling us and telling us exactly what they like, what they don't like, because we don't get it perfect all the time, unfortunately.
Sure.
And it is an iterative process for us. For us, really, the interactive customer or user is the best one. Somebody who tells us what their needs are and allows us to respond to them and basically says, you know, I need to be able to do this, or I want to be able to do that. And that really helps us to grow as a company and to build the product as well. And then as far as the users who get the most benefit out of us, I would say that those people who can leverage the software, leverage the web-based aspect of it, whether it be by collaboration or if they're, you know, a lot of our customers work from home, sometimes, and then they also do returns. They have another job and they work there as well. And then, you know, say on a 15-minute break, they just fire up the software, throw in a couple of W-2s and, you know, spit out a return.
Sure.
And then get back to their regular job. So I would say those kinds of users generally get the most benefits.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, originally when we first started with ASP-style software, and that's what we used to call it back in the old days, the application service provider software, there was a lot of concern on accountants' parts about security and safety and privacy and things. And I've seen that change over the last few years, even to the point where many accountants now, I think, accurately look at the web as not only being secure, but in most cases being more secure than local storage. Talk to me a little bit about your data centers. Your stuff is all living in Class 5 data centers somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And
go ahead.
It's automatic failover and all of those things. Tell me just a little bit about that.
Basically, our servers are housed in Class 5 data centers, and we have automatic backups of all of our data. Everything's redundantly stored. We think that it's more secure than housing it locally because it's never going to go away is the big thing, the takeaway picture, and nobody's ever going to be able to break in. Well, I can't say that, but
right.
Our processes and procedures are definitely more secure than the average user.
Sure. So, Gabe, what do you see? I mean, I know that because of the business method and the web delivery, do you release changes to the platform daily or weekly or occasionally? How does that work for you?
Generally, we do a weekly update on our software. And obviously, if there's an issue with the software, we can release an update pretty much immediately, I'd say within like an hour or two, and then that gets propagated throughout all of our users. So if somebody finds an error, they call us up, and then or they send us an email, or they use our customer feedback feature. Our programmers are able to just go in and fix it, make changes, and then once our users log in again, they're using the most up-to-date software.
Okay. So for next year, Gabe, I know you have a fairly robust list of states and things that you're supporting now. What kinds of things are you going to add for next year as we look forward?
Actually, next year is pretty exciting. We're going to be adding, we should be releasing a client portal, which is right now in middle stages of development. We're about testing it right now. And this client portal basically allows our users to send their clients to a web page that's secure, where they can begin to enter some of their data, their sort of pro forma data. And that allows the users and their clients to interact with each other over the web so that you don't have to have face-to-face meetings as much anymore. I mean, I know a lot of accountants prefer face-to-face meetings.
Sure.
This just gives them another option to reach more clients and to basically make their workload a little bit lighter by allowing their clients to enter some of their data. And most of the review work goes to just basically our users. So.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Gabe, I thank you very, very much for your time. I've certainly learned a lot about the Orange Door product, and congratulations on some of the early successes that you had. I'm looking for big things in the future.
We're looking for some great things in the future as well. And thank you very much, Greg.
We've been visiting with Gabe Lau, who's the Chief Business Development Officer of Orange Door, Inc., about their product, the web-based tax compliance product, Orange Door Software. Gabe, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time. Now go back and support those users.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Greg.